completely legitimate Hollywood screenplay contest.
Winning script will get made by famous Hollywood director.
If you can read this sign, you too can write a movie.
God, what a scam.
I can write a movie.
Me too. Yeah.
I can read.
You're serious? You would enter a lame contest like that?
Well, just because you couldn't enter it.
Why, couldn't I?
Oh, please. When they were passing out creativity, you were locked in the little nerd's room.
Remember his awful short story?
Call it fate, Ursula said, finishing her pastrami sandwich. No, Lance said. Call it binomial expansion.
And remember his painting?
Remember his opera?
Don't even!
That was horrible!
Yeah, don't go there.
Face it, Neutron. You rule math and science, but you have the creativity of a tree stump.
Oh, yeah? We'll see about that. Cut. Exit scene. Fade out.
What the heck's he talking about?
Got me. That was creepy.
I'll show those guys. How hard can it be to write a screenplay? Wait a minute. I have to approach this scientifically. Goddard, download the most successful movies and let me watch them at hyperspeed.
I'm king of the
precious.
May the force be
home.
Lots of chocolates.
There is no track.
Nemo!
No infinity and...
We left Kevin.
And your little dog, too.
Got him left.
What's your movie about, Libs?
My movie's called Cappuccino Jones. Hip-hop singer by day, fashion designer, FBI agent by night.
Well, my movie's about a handsome, buff llama rancher who's in love with a beautiful older woman named Judy.
Hey, isn't Jimmy's mom named Judy?
No! I made that name up!
I couldn't think of anything, so I just stapled some pages from the phone book together. I call it Attack of the People Named Frank Johnson.
Mine's about a beautiful blonde girl who gets perfect grades and is extremely popular.
So it's a complete work of fantasy.
Very hilarious. And what did Mr. No Talent write?
Just a little something I call the world's greatest movie. And that's a wrap. Cut. Print it.
Man, what is wrong with him? 7? A monkey? Cream corn?
No! The answer is George Washington!
Excuse me, Miss Fowl, but we have a phone call from Quentin Smithy, the director from Hollywood. He's chosen the winner of the screenplay contest.
Yes! Quentin, baby, Sheen here. I knew you'd love it. What do you think about the title? Jimmy won, you imbecile. That's a dumb title!
Give me that! Hello? Thanks, Mr. Smithy. Okay. See you soon. Ciao. Seems I won the contest. Anything you'd like to say, Cindy?
I'm very happy for you.
Cindy, stop clawing your desk.
Now that you're a big Hollywood screenwriter, are you going to remember us little people?
And your name is,
My name is Yama.
I'm just kidding. It's Rob, right?
My name is Quentin Smithy, and I am here to rock your cinematic world. Mr. Neutron, let me just say that this is the best action-adventure, science fiction, fantasy, martial arts, historical romance script I have ever read.
Thanks!
And I have a surprise for you all. I'm shooting the entire movie in Retroville.
Mr. Smithy, my story takes place in London, the Atlantic Ocean, a mythical world in Texas. Retroville doesn't look like any of those places.
It's called paint, kid. It's cheap and it comes in a can. Now, as far as casting, this script is too real for actors. So I'm going to use the actual residents of Retroville. I want you, and you.
I'm in the movie, too?
Oh, this is so great.
I'm the movie star.
I'm bigger than Eric Estrada.
Now, for my crew. Who wants to spend long hours for no money doing whatever I tell you to?
I do.
See you on set tomorrow at 6.
Please let me be in your movie, Mr. Smithy. I'll do anything, anything.
Sure, you can be Donut Boy. Now get off my car.
Donut Boy? Is the movie called The Adventures of Donut Boy?
No, you bring donuts to the set. Now get off my car.
Oh, I get. I pretend to be Donut Boy, but actually I'm an undercover cop who lives by his own rules. I love it. Can you drop me off at my house? Yeah, this is fine. You see you tomorrow.
Libby, you look 10 years younger in this makeup.
What? I don't want to look one.
All these costumes are scrumptious. You just can't go wrong with basic black.
Ready to make some magic, people? Hook 'em up.
Barbie hooking up!
Okay, now, for this scene, right, you'll be suspended on microscopic safety wires.
Shouldn't we be using stunt people for this?
What, you mean fake it? No way, man, no. The cool actors do their own stunts.
I don't want to be cool.
Mr. Smithy, this scene is supposed to take place on a ship in the Atlantic Ocean.
And?
We are on a roof.
Oh, he not only writes, he has eyeballs. What a find.
Barbie say, quiet set! Light go on! Camera roll!
Mr. Smithy, how do I start this thing?
I have no idea. Just keep pushing buttons until something happens. And...
Director dude, I'm picking up like a weird gurgling sound.
Cut!
Okay, so I didn't have any breakfast. I was kind of nervous about the movie and I...
Donut boy!
Are you ready for my scene? Okay, I've been practicing. Listen.
I got your cream-filled double glaze right here.
Yeah, feed it.
Ow.
You go jump in a lake.
Yeah, to practice for the big underwater scene? Gotcha.
And action.
Zero, you are the chosen one. The world is a computer simulation. Now let's take a cruise on this brand new ocean liner.
Forget the cruise. Today we fight.
Toast either, with the chewy crust and real butter on the top. And...
You think the Smithy guy knows what he's doing?
Oh, of course he does. You guys just don't know how true artists work.
Are you all right? I feel horrible, just terrible. How could that happen? What a shame. Too bad. So glad no one got hurt. Accidents will happen. Isn't movie making thrilling? Okay, moving on. Next scene.
Barbie say, move, people! Time is the money!
You begin a quest to find the mystical and all-powerful Lord of the Rugs.
Mr. Smithy, this scene was supposed to take place on a misty mountaintop with everyone riding white stallions.
Yeah, I know. But when I read it, it just screamed roller coaster.
But when I wrote it, I had a vision that...
Writer versus director. I win.
Hey, wait a minute. This is a love scene? I have to kiss... Neutron?
Bobby said, let's get this show on the highway!
Yeah, I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. Smithy.
We want it. We need it. We must have the precious donut ring. No, Master. Not the thing. I hate you. I hate you, too.
All right, Donut Boy, take a hike.
So I look all sweaty for the big action scenes? Love it!
You planned this all along, Neutron. You wanted to kiss me.
Hey, I didn't know any of us were going to be in this movie.
But make sure you do justice to the material.
Just remember, I'm acting. I'm not enjoying this.
And action.
One rug to rule them all. One rug to find them. One rug to bring them all. And one rug to cover up that spot in the living room.
Kiss me, my love, before we are attacked by dinosaurs, aliens, pirates, and gladiators.
Wait, stop!
What? Oh, you big-headed! Oh, I
One, two, three.
Oh, are you okay? Oh, man, I'm so sorry. Heads will roll.
Well, see you tomorrow. Bring smiles.
We just almost got killed again.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the free food, I'd quit.
Well, you can't quit my movie. I mean, our movie.
Who is this Quentin Smithy guy anyway? Has anyone ever heard of him?
Of course. He's very famous. He made that movie, you know, with that actor. And it had that scene. Gutter, data check. Quentin Smithy.
Now, Match. He's a young, fresh, undiscovered talent.
Darn that Jimmy Neutron. Well, another little accident on the set will take care of that. I will destroy Jimmy Neutron and his friends, or my name isn't...
Professor Finbar Calamitous.
Oh, oh, oh.
Pretending to make a movie to get rid of Jimmy Neutron and his pesky friends is genius. They've ruined my plans before, but they will not ruin this one. Just a minute.
Mr. Smithy, we have a little problem. The other actors want to quit.
Why?
Well, I'm guessing it was either the falling off the 40-story building or almost crashing on the roller coaster.
Oh, what a bunch of babies.
I know. I told them making great art can be dangerous, but they won't listen.
Yeah, I'll speak to the others.
Okay, you guys, look. I know you've almost been killed two times in the past 24 hours, but that was the past. It's a new day, a new scene. Any questions?
Yes. Are you going to finish that croissant?
Knock yourself out. Let me assure you that nothing can possibly go wrong in this next scene, because it's a big musical number.
We get to sing and dance?
And shake our tail feathers?
Hold on. There's no musical number in my script.
Studio wanted it. You're gonna love it. Now.
Hey, Quentin, is this the scene where Donut Boy sings the Donut Boy theme song?
Who's the super cool cop? It always gets the bad guy.
Donut Boy!
That's me, yeah. He brings a delicious assortment of sweet delights.
Donut Boy!
Got a creamy filling.
No, this is the scene where you get lost!
Donut Boy goes missing to increase the suspense? I love it! Bye-bye now.
All right, let's do this! 5, 6, 7, 8!
Come on, boys, we gotta stop that ghost and save the day.
Halt the alien invasion or we'll be toast. And save the day.
Just try to take a fine me life before the cyborg marks.
Get rid of the mommy, save the seven dwarfs.
Win the big fight at the Coliseum. Put the dead guys back in the mausoleum.
Blow up the shark and find the ark.
And save the
big finish. Jimmy and his inventions. How hard can it be to eliminate 5 obnoxious kids?
Sorry, those hats must have been left over from my last film, When Hats Attack.
I am out of here!
Your script is not worth getting killed over.
Yeah, maybe wounded, but not killed.
But guys, the odds of another accident happening are 1,456,782 to 1.
Nah.
What, my movie? Sorry, did I say my again?
We can get other actors, right?
No, no, impossible. They're irreplaceable. Cindy is Princess Butterface. No, we gotta get all of them back.
Okay, I'll get them. They're not gonna stop this movie. We're not dead yet.
No, but you will be.
Okay, I'm not saying I would have won the Oscar, but I would have been nominated.
There you all are. Look, I know we've had some minor mishaps, but I'll guarantee your safety. We have to finish my movie.
Our movie!
Right. Sam, another round on me. Come on, you could be movie stars. Think of it. Limousines, swimming pools.
Monkeys?
By the barrelful.
I'm in.
No way! Forget it! We almost got killed 3 times!
Guys, just think of the Hollywood parties with those little weenies on the little buns. Fashion designers begging you to wear their clothes. Your face on a screen 20 feet high!
And the monkeys! Tell me about the monkeys, Jim.
Monkeys as far as the eye can see. So will you do it for your old pal? Will you do it for the Jimster?
No!
But we'll do it for the fame and fortune.
And the monkeys.
Are they spider monkeys?
Can they open up bananas with their teeth?
Okay. The climax of our film. This is where you become magicians at Pig Pimple School, visit a dinosaur amusement park, and rescue the ruby slippers.
What?
He wrote it. I'm just directing. All right, I decided to set this scene in the 13th century, and they didn't have watches, so I'll take this. And here's your magic wand.
This isn't left over from a movie called When Sticks Shoot 50-Foot Flames, is it?
Goddard, analyze. It's just a piece of wood.
That reminds me, I know how sensitive a robotic dog's ears can be. You! Get that mud off the set!
Striking the doggy!
Okay, follow me.
Quentin, I noticed you made some changes to the scene. 87 to be exact, and there's no ending.
Oh yeah, there'll be an ending. Trust me.
But shouldn't we know what it is?
Oh, let's just have fun with it. Lights, camera, action!
So, you are the evil one whose name is really hard to pronounce.
Yes, and this is the end of you, Perry Bladder.
Klaatu Barada Nikto!
Crumpets! What's the matter with this? Nothing ever works. Oh, why can't I ever
finish anything? The half-eaten croissant. He forgot to write an ending. No record of Quentin Smithy. He didn't know how to start the camera. It's...
Professor Kimba Calamitous. And welcome to the last scene of the movie and your lives.
For our next big scene. Hey, Gramps, have you seen Quentin around here?
Help!
I bet this is the scene where Donut Boy saves the day. Your nasty giant slender bees takes the sugary fury of Donut Boy. Butch, you getting the good side?
Donut Boy, you've made your last delivery.
Wait a minute. Donuts!
No thanks.
No, the gooey glaze of those donuts could short-circuit the wiring on that snake. Dad, throw your donuts in the snake's mouth!
Yeah, I don't think my character would do that! All right, you're the writer. Eat donuts, you fiend! Honey glaze! Chocolate with sprinkles! Lemon custard!
Business.
Cut! That's a wrap!
That was totally cool! Well, you know, I'd love to stay in chat, but I better get back to the house and wait for my family!
Get me out of here.
No problem. I'll get you out of there and back to your nice, warm jail cell.
I'll get you, Jimmy Neutron. And when I do, I'm going to do something really... well, evil, of course. That goes without saying. I'll have to get back to you on the specifics.
Well, it looks like Calamitous only did my screenplay to destroy us. I guess I don't have any artistic talent. It means just...
Nope!
Still, it's too bad we couldn't finish the movie.
Hey, maybe we can. We still have the camera and film. This time, we'll do it exactly the way I wrote it.
No way! This time, we do our movies.
Judy, my love, this ranch and all my llamas could be yours if you'd marry me.
I can't. I'm too blonde, too smart, and too popular.
What?
Oh, hold up, y'all. Cappuccino Jones is here to bring the sass and kick out the jams.
Behold, I am the Monkey King. I command you all to dance. Dance, I say, dance.